Pleased now to be joined by Eagles tight ends coach Justin Peel to help introduce us to new Eagle Dallas Goedert, the tight end from South Dakota State. Coach, appreciate the time here. And really, the first thing I want to ask you is, going back now, take us back into the offseason, your initial study of Dallas and what your initial takeaways were from watching him back earlier this offseason.
Well, the first thing you notice about him is his size. I mean, he's a big kid, and he runs really well for as big as he is. Then when you start really watching him, he catches the ball extremely well. Probably had the best hands in this draft, in my opinion. Gets down the field well, obviously, with as big as he is in the speed, but he really caught the ball well.
Yeah, and really you're going to see that here on this play. Tell us what you're seeing. This is earlier this season. It's his senior year with the Jackrabbits. Where is he at, and what kind of player are they running?
So he's up here right here, up there at the top right there. It's a standard 2x2. This is a day one install play. We're going to, you know, once he gets here, we'll put this in the first day he's here. It's just a four verticals route. You're going to try to stress this single high safety right here once they rotate out of it. He runs off the ball with some good speed. Nice initial stem. You'll see it when we flip to the backside of it. Slips that linebacker and now is able to get in this hole right here. You can see as they rotate out. Now this guy's got to make a decision. Does he go here or does he go here? And then the quarterback's just making the read off that. Dallas does a nice job right here is once he gets in that, just kind of throttling. A lot of guys will just run through this. So you can see he kind of slows down a little bit. Safety's already driving the ball because it's out, but he slows down knowing that safety's coming. Sits down, nice little sidestep right here, gets by one. Another sidestep, and now I like the end of this play because he's got one guy, he's dragging one guy, and he drops his shoulder on another to pick up another extra couple yards.
Yeah, and you could see it here going back to that release, and that's something you don't often see from these young guys, right? The kind of fine-tuning with the releases.
Right. I mean, a lot of guys are just, because they got free access, a lot of guys are just going to run right here and try to get to their spot. He does a nice little subtle inside, gets this linebacker just to hold his feet just a tick, and now he's able to slip him when he, and again, another soft little shoulder right here, just a little dip right there, free release on that. And then again, like I was saying, throttling the whole sidestep, and now he's trying to get to the sideline, or he's getting up the field, dragging one, dropping a shoulder on another. Really, really like that play right there.
Absolutely. So now you get into this next play, another passing play, where you're going to see the aspect of his route running that I thought, I was impressed, or, you know, not perfect yet, but you can kind of see the flashes with him there.
No, you can see he's got some natural instincts, and we do this a lot. We'll put our tight end into the boundary on the backside. I'm sorry, he's right there. And then you're hoping to get one-on-one matchup, and now he's just running a corner route. You know, we run this a lot, as everybody has seen over the last couple of years. What I really like about this is that when you go, you really see this from the end zone. Right here, now, once this safety steps down, he's got what he wants. He's got a running an outside breaking route, and he's got the safety on his inside. A lot of young players, a lot of guys will just take off and just try to speed out to that corner. He does a nice job again. Is now he'll get going wide, keeps his leverage, and then he straightens it up, and it puts that safety in a bind. Is Dallas going to break in? He's going to break out. He's going to go straight. What's he going to do? You see right there, now his shoulders are squared. This guy doesn't know where he's going. Doesn't push off, you know, a lot of tendency when you want to push off. Didn't need to do that right here. Put his foot in the ground, and again, he created the separation.
Yeah, it's just a little subtlety there at the top of the route. And then tell us what you're seeing here at the catch point as well.
Right here, I like the high point. You know, you always extend to catch the ball, and even though in college you only need one, and he gets 2 feet and bounds right there, and he's good. I mean, that's a good play right there.
So overall, you see what you want as a pass catcher. And then one of the things you're starting to see from the college guys coming out is obviously they're not asked to block all that often.
No.
It's a little bit tough, especially at the smaller level of competition. Tell us what you saw from Dallas in that round.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some work to do, and we know that. What you like about it is you want to see the want to, the willingness, and then you want to see the effort to finish. And that's what you're going to see on these next two plays right here. And again, another play that we'll run day one, day two install. It's just the gap scheming now. He's man on man right here with this defensive end. What we're going to work on eventually when we start working with him is we got to work his feet and, you know, his hands. But what you like right here is he rolls off the ball and, you know, the hands are decent. I like the hands coming up underneath. His feet are a little bit out of whack right now. When his feet come together, he's got no base, but we'll work on that. But I like the finish right here. I mean, you look at, gets ragdolled a little bit, but then he goes to fight and then he keeps after him. He keeps fighting him, which you like. So, you know, he's got that in him. Just got to clean some things up. There he is right there. A lot of guys would stop, but no, he keeps going. Another shove, pushes him in the end zone, dumps him on his back. You like that about him.
And you see another play here where he gets to block down another defensive end.
Yeah, this was 2016. This was 2 years ago. He was playing against TCU. And again, it's the same play. They're running their double team in here, and they're pulling the backside guard. And now this is a big block, and this is tough right here. You know, you got a defensive end playing slightly inside of you, and you got to root him out. Now this guy kind of helps us out a little bit by slanting inside, which is good and bad. It's good if you know it's coming because then you anticipate it. Again, we'll clean the feet up, but again, you like it. He comes down and then just trying to be physical with him. Good tight hands right here. We'll clean the feet up, but good tight hands. Gets up underneath him, and again, he's working to finish. puts him on his back, and you like that right there.
Yeah,
so
you like the torque, you like the finish, and really that's the willingness to do it is really what you're looking
for. And that's what you're looking for. Now, he's got to do it more, and he's got to learn to do it at this level, and I believe he's got that, but you can see he's not afraid to be physical, and we'll just clean up some technique, which you're always going to have to do.
So tell us, before we let you go, Coach, talk about just the importance of being able to go 12 personnel, 13 personnel, those multiple tight end sets, how vital those are for your offense.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen what we've done here the last couple of years under Coach Peterson. Likes to use multiple tight ends, get them the ball, creates matchup problems. You know, are you going to play some base? Are you going to play some nickel? And, you know, then we spread them out and put some of their guys in space. So it's exciting. You got him, pair him with obviously Zach and Richard Rodgers and see how some of those young guys develop. It's exciting.
Very exciting. We're excited to see Dallas Goedert, how he fits in with Zach Ertz and the rest of this tight end room. Coach, thanks for joining us.
No problem.